What's up, guys? George Camel here. On May 21st and 22nd, Dave Ramsey and I are hosting a brand new virtual event called Investing Essentials. Because investing can make you wealthy if you do it the right way. And that's why we'll cover 401ks, mutual funds, and Dave's personal strategies for investing in real estate. You can even send in your questions while you watch from the comfort of your own home. So get your tickets today at RamseySolutions.com/everydayinvesting. That's RamseySolutions.com/everydayinvesting. This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
Alisa is with us in Chicago. Hi, Alisa. How are you?
Good. How are you, Dave and Jade?
Good. How can we help?
Yeah, so I'm a 23-year-old college student majoring in finance and economics, considered a homeless student, and I was raised by a single mother and breaking a lot of family curses and a lot of first-generation college student. And that is all to say, you know, I want to create financial freedom for myself, and I believe I have the right mindset of doing so. And this pertains to my question of me being a believer in God, and how do I handle the comments people make, not necessarily financially saying that I can never get there, but why should I in the first place? Like, why would I want to? The mindset of being financially free. And they say, you know, Jesus says it's easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to make it to heaven, which is true, but they pretty much make it seem I'm evil or I'm doomed given I want to be wealthy. And, you know, I know being wealthy requires intent, so I have to stay focused, but it's starting to mess with my mindset of like, oh, like, is this wrong? You know, because I value Jesus and I want
to
do the right thing.
Who are the they that are saying these things to you?
Just people like come in contact with, whether it's like, you know, even family or...
Well, honey, you're going to come in contact with ignorant people your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to know, like...
Okay, I don't mind answering it for you, but we can't fix their biblical illiteracy,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So I can, for instance, I can take that scripture and let's talk it through, okay? So that comes from the story of the rich young ruler who came to Jesus, and he said, Master, I want to follow you. And Jesus said, go and sell all that you have and serve the poor, and then you can follow me. And the story says he went away with his head hung low, because he was very wealthy and he didn't want to sell his stuff to follow Jesus. And Jesus turned to the disciples and said, I tell you, it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get into heaven. Okay? And the disciples, if you keep reading, were greatly amazed. They were blown away by that statement because it was believed in those times that wealthy people could buy their way into heaven. And so the disciples said, who then, Master, can be saved? And Jesus said, no one can be saved. No one comes to the Father except through the Son. Meaning that this is a teaching on grace through the cross of Christ. It is not a teaching about wealthy people not going to heaven. Wealthy people don't go to heaven, nor do poor people go to heaven, except through the Father, through the Son, that gave his life on the cross. That's the teaching that Jesus was doing there. So what you have here is someone who's doing Twitter, or worse than that, TikTok doctrine, meaning they've abbreviated it and didn't follow through and read the whole thing, so they don't know what the flip they're talking about, because it's not what the Bible is saying, nor was it what Jesus was saying. He wasn't saying you can't get to heaven because you're wealthy. He was saying that young man didn't go to heaven because he wouldn't follow Christ. Not because he wouldn't sell his stuff. But Jesus looked into his heart and said, you have an idol in your heart, and you have something between me and you, and it's your stuff. And so if you worship stuff, you have a problem. That's not a Christian act. Christians aren't supposed to have idols. As a matter of fact, most of us that are believers actually believe that we don't own anything. We're managing all of it for God. And part of our management is to take care of our own household first, or we're worse than an unbeliever. Right? So this is someone who didn't finish reading, and because they grew up poor and they heard poor stuff and somebody told them in a poor church somewhere that being poor is somehow holy. Poor is not holy. Rich is not holy. Holy is holy. And this is somebody that's jealous and small-minded and so forth, because they don't deal with scriptures like Deuteronomy 18 that says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth." Why would it say in the Bible that God gives you the power to get wealth and then say you can't get to heaven after you did that? That would be inconsistent. But it's not inconsistent, because that isn't what Jesus was saying. And he didn't say that money is the root of all evil, did he? You know, Elisa, he said that the love of money is the root of all evil. And so this is a form of heresy. It's called Gnosticism that has invaded the poor mouth American Christian. And here's the real problem with it. It's actually so statistically off that it's astronomically bad. So those people, if you were to ask them that made those ridiculous statements, okay, if you were to ask them, so you're saying the people with the top 1% of income in the world would be named wealthy? Yes. And you would be saying those people aren't going to heaven? Yes. Well, here's a startling number for you. If you make $30,000 a year, you're in the top 1% of income earners in the world. So you're going to hell based on that ridiculous doctrine that is so biblically illiterate. Okay. Yeah. And so that, you know, you can't convince those people of that, but this is how, you know, once you understand that, then this gives you permission to go be the winner that you're planning to be without guilt. Now, I don't want you to worship money, and I don't want you to be a greedy jerk. I always want you to be generous. Those will be Christian activities. I want you to put others first. I want you to be thoughtful. I want you to be managing all of this money in a way that makes God smile, and it takes care of your family and takes care of your community. But guess what? Poor people don't feed hungry children. Rich people are the ones that feed them. You know who's getting people out of Haiti right now? Rich people. That's who's getting the orphans. I was with a friend this week, and they dropped some serious money getting 15 orphans out of a cave to keep those gangs from raping them and turning them into sex traffic. It wasn't poor people did that. These rich guys chartered a freaking helicopter with some ex-Special Forces guys, went in and got 15 kids out. That won't be on the news, but rich guys that are in America did that are Christians. Poor people didn't do that crap. I'm just telling you. So this is what you do when you get some money. You serve the poor. You take care of people that are hurting. You lift people up. But you can't do that when you're freaking broke. This is how stupid this doctrine is. This wrong, toxic version. It makes me angry. Can you tell?
Yeah. I wanted to give you the slow clap, but it's not appropriate. So good.
Hey, Lisa, I'm going to send you a copy of the book I did on this subject. It's called The Legacy Journey. And it's got a whole bunch of these things in there that I just outlined for you, and it'll help you give you permission to win. But what you've got to do is you have to be careful who you let have your ear. Don't let these people speak into your ear. Like you said, you're breaking generational curses. And, you know, I grew up in a neighborhood where people said stuff like, little man can't get ahead. The rich man always holds the little man down. And if you believe that crap, you're always going to be a little man. But I grew up in that neighborhood, and I'm so stupid. I had to become a millionaire twice. So I had to do it two times just to prove it could be done, I guess. Mm-hmm. So you're a rock star, kiddo. You're amazing. And don't let anyone tell you you shouldn't or couldn't or won't win. Go win.
Dave, I'm not going toe-to-toe with that. I'm not going toe-to-toe with you on that. That's great. That's one of the best. I'm going to call it a rant. That's one of the best rants I've heard in a long time. I think a lot of people need to hear that.
Well, I mean, it's just it really hurts me because it violates our faith.
Yeah, it does.
It's an inaccurate portrayal of our faith. And so then it means everyone who says they're a Christian that's wealthy, that started from nothing and built wealth, is going to hell. How ridiculous is that? It's absolutely ludicrous.
Thanks for listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. Need help with your investments? Connect with a SmartVestor pro at RamseySolutions.com/invest or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/SmartVestor.